regular meeting of Town Discovery Day to order. We apologize for the holdup. We had some items in closed session. We're gonna come back from closed session. We'll turn it over to legal.
So the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors has adjourned the special meeting of November 2nd, and with respect to items D, 1, 2, and 3, there are no reportable action.
Okay, we're gonna go into the regular meeting. Would you join Director Steele in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
President Pease?
Here.
Vice President Lee?
Here.
Director Graves?
Here.
Director Simon?
Here.
Director Steele?
Okay, at this point of the meeting, it's for public comments, and the public is invited to talk to us about anything that is not on the agenda. And we have a timing system here of 3 minutes. So at this point, is there any public comment?
No.
Yes. Please identify yourself for the record.
Yeah, hi, Terry Behagy. I'm on Discovery Bay Boulevard. We haven't had any CHP reports for 3 months. I see John Tony's here tonight, so, you know, we might get one tonight. But, we need some kind of enforcement out here. I can only talk about Discovery Bay Boulevard because that's where I live. And from 4:30 in the morning, probably 3 hours, it's a racetrack. Probably 4:30 in the afternoon till 8 at the racetrack, and then it's sporadic in between that. After 10 o'clock, it's just crazy. And Sundays used to not be too bad, but Sundays is all day long. I mean, you know, you can sit out there and it'll be 40 plus all day long, and then every once in a while you do get somebody doing speed limit and somebody else passing them at 60. So we need to get some kind of enforcement out of here. It's getting dangerous, and I hate to say it, but somebody's going to get hurt bad. So maybe we can work on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll adjourn public comment and go to area reports. So Sheriff's Office, please.
For the month of October, we had 548 calls for service with 53 reports taken. We're just looking over briefly at what we had. A lot more suspicious calls came in, which is a good thing. I still see people walking the streets at night between like 11 at night, 5:30 in the morning. Seems to be the primary target of the trucks with toolboxes. They're getting pried in, tools are being taken. Also, vehicles that people leave property in, they're still getting them too. Any particular questions, guys?
I do, actually.
Yes, sir.
Unless you have any other one. Apparently, from what I've been reading on Nextdoor, I've been following this since last weekend. There was a hit and run at night. The vehicle that hit the parked car was a Dodge Dakota pickup truck that ended up on Cabrillo. And there was a constant threat, I guess you could say, of people that called the sheriff, called the highway patrol, and could not get either one of them to send somebody out. So the truck is sitting here on Cabrillo. In fact, they got it the next day or the day after, I think. And the CHP, according to what I read, told them, if you don't have a license number, we can't send anybody out. The woman who called was Rose McGuire, who was on Cabrillo. They called the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department would not respond. Can you tell us why?
Vehicle accident?
Hit and run.
It's California Highway Patrol. Officer responded to that because it's California Highway Patrol. They need to take a report. The school behind me for the accident report on that?
Yes, I report Donnie can address that.
Yeah, Donnie can try to address that. But for that, hit and run, traffic accident, we won't take that.
So even if the guy that hit him, this guy's car parked on standing on Cabrillo with his car, they wouldn't come out for that?
I don't know, was it related to the dispatcher? maybe that wasn't related to the dispatch.
From what I read, I'm just going by what I read.
And no, and that's what you read and what actually was spoke to the dispatch and two different things. 99% of the time, I'll say it that way. But our officers will respond if there is an incident, verbal argument, anything of that nature, like road rage or anything like that. But from what you're describing to me and quoting, like, it sounds like it was reported as a TC for traffic, some type of traffic collision with a vehicle was still in the scene. It's easy to be able to respond to that.
Could you, inform them on the sheriff's decision to use the P5 money, P6 money for radar?
One of the biggest complaints that we've been getting for the last few months is traffic concerns, speeding, since this gentleman was speaking before. In Discovery Bay, there's a P6 tax on it. Property taxes are paid every year. Goes into a P6 fund, and that money is used towards police services in the sheriff's department. The money has to be spent for police services in the Discovery Bay area. The exact figure every year, I don't know the exact figure, but we're looking at just under $600,000, give or take, thousands of dollars. And it pays for two resident deputies, which Deputy Ingersoll, which is right back there, he's one resident deputy. We have another resident deputy who's not working tonight. And in my position, which is what I do, my prevention guy, and there's some money in it. So we, along with Supervisor Mary Pico's office and Lieutenant, who's sitting back there, presented to the Sheriff's Department using our resident deputies to get them through radar school and put radar in the vehicles and get them LIDAR so that we could start doing some of the traffic concerns that you guys in Discovery Bay are concerned about. So with that said, it's been a few months, but the county agency, it takes a little bit of time to get stuff done. But it looks like everything's approved. The guys are going to school here in a couple of weeks. The equipment's already in the process of being installed on the cars.
Waiting to be delivered.
So hopefully by December, I'm hoping we'll see these guys out there doing radar. So with that said, it's good that you guys come to meetings like this and let us know what your concerns are, and then we do our best to address them and try to resolve. So that's the best thing we can do about it.
Thank you.
All right, Josh. It just
kind of bothers me that...
I'm sorry, you have your opportunity, we have to go on. If you would like to speak with the Sheriff's Department, please feel free. Radar is coming.
No, that wasn't what it was. It was about the hit and run thing.
CHP report, please.
Hey, Board.
Good evening.
I'll address that. Who had the hit and run question?
I'll address that in a second. The stats for last month for October, we had 4 DUI arrests in the Discovery Bay area, 1 arrest for hit and run misdemeanor, 1 arrest for driving on a suspended license, so 5 total, or actually 6 total arrests under. The citations we had 8 for registration, 2 for miscellaneous equipment, looks like 5 for other classes that aren't recorded on here. 30 for speed, 4 for improper passing, 2 seatbelts for a total of 51 citations issued out here. You had a question about the hit and run that no one responded to, I guess. If it's a misdemeanor hit and run, the department should have responded out here for that, whether they have a plate or not. Okay, I just dealt with one in the past month. I'm training a new officer, and I still was one over about a while in there.
Yeah.
And they didn't have a plate, but we still did what we had to do. So even though you're not going to have what they call follow-up information, you still should take some information because maybe someone calls in later with some identifying marks or something like that to continue the investigation. So I don't know. I can inquire with the office why no one came out here. When was this hit and run?
This is at night, but I think what they were, and again, this is all just from what I read on the, I was following, and somebody said it. What they're saying is the guy hit him, and he couldn't get his truck there. He was, I don't know whether he was drunk or what happened. He was there, but not on scene. He'd gone far away from where he hit the car. Mm-hmm. He ended up on Cabrillo, and they said he was trying to leave, but he couldn't make his truck go. So they're trying to get a sheriff or a CHP out there to get the guy before he got out of town. Mm-hmm. And apparently he just parked the car somewhere and left it. They got it the next day or the day after. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
That's all I read.
Yeah, there should have been someone coming out there. The only thing I can say is I don't, at the time of night with the number of units on, maybe they're all tied up. I don't know. I can give you 1,000 excuses.
Sure.
But I don't know the real answer to that. So, I mean, the good thing is I can pass this on to the command to let the person with the bars know what's up, you know, and let them inquire. So that's what this is for.
Good.
So, right. Do you guys have any more questions of the board? If the public has questions, we can go outside and you guys want to discuss with them. That way they can keep the meeting going. So.
Thank you, Officer. Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Peoples' office. I guess they're not here. Okay, we'll move on to committee liaison reports. Grants plan, county planning, code enforcement.
Code enforcement, that trend. For Discovery Bay, it was a matter mostly of trailers and such parked on the streets and turning it over to the sheriff's department and blocking sidewalks and so forth. So we're making code enforcement efforts on that.
Great, thank you. Now we're going to move on to the consent calendar. Do I hear a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I'm going to move on to business and action items, and I'm going to go ahead and go to F2. I believe the young people in the audience are in need of being heard first, so we're going to consider requests for Amanda Dove to revise the proposal for the community center rental. I'll turn it over to staff.
Thank you very much, members of the board, and hi, Amanda. Amanda Dove worked with a previous general manager, Rick Howard, for the previous school year on how Odyssey of the Minds, which is a local educational program, promotes solving problems amongst the youth in our community and how they might be able to utilize the community center. And what they agreed to for last school year is that they would build some sort of supplementary, whether we call it agility equipment, out at the dog park. That was not able to be completed at the conclusion of the year, and so this was referred to the Park and Recreation Committee, and the Odyssey of the Mind would like to continue to utilize the facility this year, and in fact, they have been using the facility along with a fee waiver so that they can do it. I must say, in terms of the Odyssey of the Mind group, I would give them an A+ in terms of the citizenship that our staff has experienced this year. When we need to move them for a paying customer, they are quick and welcoming and not expressing any concern at all to move. So that part of the program is just going exceptionally well, and we appreciate that. And so what we did is I sat down with Amanda and tried to talk about, as well as MAC, our recreation programs, to say we do have a few groups that historically or for some period of time have been using the meeting space at no charge. There's a couple of bridge group and another card group that uses it, and there is this group. And so what we talked about is if there is going to be a reduction in fees, that there should be some in-kind support, like what was proposed last year with the dog park, but it should be something that we believe is achievable and also something that we believe that the district needs as well. And so the proposal that Amanda has given is something that I believe meets that, that is certainly achievable. She has the capacity on behalf of Odyssey of the Minds to carry that out, and that is granting in-kind services to the district by providing a half-page space ad for a period of 12 months, which is a value of approximately $6,000. She can tell you the exact value. And providing that on behalf of the Odyssey of the Mind program. So that is the proposal. My recommendation, I think there's a difficulty here because we've had a number of groups that we have a history that have operated without cost. We don't have that many people that are actually utilizing the facility in terms of renting room space. We have a couple homeowners associations that are. But in this case, we do have a group that when we do ask them to move for paying customers, they are doing that. And I believe that this proposal that we have should be given serious consideration. It's very doable. It's easy to monitor. There's a clear value on it. It doesn't meet the total for the 2 years. It clearly meets the total for the year. And I think it would be a good example for us to set the district down the path in the future for how we deal with other groups like bridge groups and the card groups. So I recognize it's an important issue, but I do appreciate the proposal for Amanda on this case.
Thank you so much, Board, for having us here today and for letting our students be a part of the process so they understand what the value is to them to be able to use the community center and how the process works. This isn't just something that is free. And there's a real cost to the community center to keeping the lights on and to having these nice rooms for us to use. And so I thank you for letting me bring them into them in the process tonight. We are very grateful for the community center space. We are disappointed that we were not able to fulfill the grand idea of building dog park equipment. Now, this is something that initially we thought that we could do ourselves, but the more that we looked into this and the further we kept on going down this road, the more difficult this became. It's really something that is, after talking to park staff, there's a lot that goes into something that is a removable piece of equipment, and it's something that the staff can work around, the parks maintenance staff. And we had enlisted a couple of help with some parents that we hoped could help, and then the cost actually for building these things is actually possibly prohibitive in the $4,000 plus range. And so that was something that we couldn't do. And so as much as that was, I had offered promise after promise to fulfill this obligation, unfortunately we weren't able to do that. So I'm hoping that you'll see this commitment as something that I can manage myself. It's not something I have to look to other volunteers for. I'm sure any of you who've ever run or been a part of a nonprofit organization, it's a, when you're part of volunteers, you have to acknowledge that these are volunteers and not everybody can fulfill the obligations that we hope that we can. And but this is something that I can control as the head of Proxy of the Mind for Discovery Bay, and it's a promise I can fulfill. And so I'm hoping that you'll take that into consideration and grant us the permission to use the rooms for the 2016-17 school year.
May I add just one other comment? In the recommendation, it's that you would authorize me to enter into a written agreement with Amanda Dove to carry out that recommendation.
I think that it is incumbent on this board and the boards that come after us to do anything in our power to promote children's activities. And this is my... I'm all for this, and I'm sure I can't speak for the board, but it'd be hard not to be at this point.
Will I get applause if I agree with Rick? I also agree, and you can't put a value on it when you really get right down to it, but we do, and so I have some questions with regards to that, and that is just some very a simple question, and that is just being not a public relations guy myself, is there a need for us to advertise things in Delta Sun-Times?
There absolutely is.
Great. Secondly, is this to be done consecutive 12 months, or can this be used as we need it for when we need it? Because I don't know if we need to advertise something every month consecutively, do we?
I think having it basically every month would be great, because one of the concerns that we've had is what's going on there, and this is a way between the activity guides that you can actually, every month, there's something out there, here's what we're doing.
I wasn't clear on what we would be advertising, but apparently since Mac's involved, I kind of know now what we'll be advertising. So.
Thank you.
Amanda, just one question.
Sure.
How many students participate in Odyssey of the Mind?
We have 120 students this year.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that it's a great use of the space, and I think that you need access to that. These kids need access to the space, so I support something in trade would be great.
Thank you.
I'm also fully in favor of this program. I think that you've got 100 students in that. This is a nationwide program, correct?
It's actually international, 500 students.
There we go. Okay. I would like to have one ask.
Absolutely.
And it's right down your alley. Being that we weren't able to fulfill all of the, well, any of that first obligation, and this kind of makes up for a little bit more than one obligation, and being that staff feels it's extremely important, would you be willing to do, instead of 12, would you be willing to do maybe 18 ads?
I think that's fair.
Okay.
We want to make it to leave enough on a matching number.
Well,
okay.
Let me ask this. Is this something that's going to go on from year to year to year to year?
I would love to see our program go on year to year. And so I.
Well, we may be able to make the same deal with you for the next 12 months if you need to.
I agree. So why don't we say 18 now and let city manager and you work out this agreement and then maybe with an option for future agreements. And then she could bring that part back to us later. Is that agreeable?
Great, that works. So, does that work for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other public comment? Do I hear a motion from the board?
Move staff recommendation.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Amended for 18 months.
Amended for 18 months. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? You're on.
What do we say, guys?
Thank you.
Students exit. We're going to come back and go to business action item F1 for the water installation program. Staff, please.
Thank you very much, members of the board. As you know, the town is required to install meters on all the single-family residents within our district, and that number is, I believe, 3,531. The west side of the community, which is the section that is most recently built, had meters installed as part of the new construction, and they do receive monthly water bills. So that process, we are embarking on it right now. And the first step, it was to solicit bids from prospective contractors. We did a two-part system. The first was to do a pre-qualification. Five contractors were pre-qualified. They were then invited to submit bids, and this is for the installation portion of the meters and the readers, and in some cases, the meter boxes. You will note on the second paragraph that three bids were received. The bid close time was 4 p.m. On Monday, October 31st. A fairly wide variety in terms of the prices between those that bid. The low bid was J.W. Backhoe Construction for $1,391,490. The next highest bid was Granite Construction for approximately $2.2 million, and the highest was Flores Brothers, Inc. for almost $2.9 million. One of the reasons that we believe that there are differences between them, J.W. Backhoe is a local company. They have local sites that are in the area, they have staff that are local, and they have spent a fair amount of time within our community. They are currently handling emergency water work, water activities for us. So setup for that company is expected to be much less. Secondly, we noted that J.W. Backhoe was in the community marking meters and doing a lot of survey work. So we think that they were able to sharpen their pencil much more than were the other companies. Not a surprise that the review by Ludoff and Scalmanini and the staff is to recommend that you award the contract, authorize me to enter into agreements with J.W. Backhoe for water meter installation in the amount of $1,391,490, as well as to make related CEQA findings, which I have in the last paragraph of your project. I would note that the staff is currently preparing a broader budget for the entirety of the project. This is one piece. A second piece, which we have already begun, is the ordering and receiving of meters and the meter readers and some of the boxes, which we are in receipt of those and more on their way. But we are preparing a full finance package for you. We had a brief discussion with finance committee last night, and we will be bringing back more through finance and then up to the board in the coming probably couple of meetings.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for questions.
So one thing that I want to make sure that we do, because there's a lot of questions from the public about meters going in, and when we get to a point where we have the cost down and it needs to go onto our website, we need to let people know exactly what's coming and what it's going to cost them, so that people don't say that we weren't transparent. Yes. So I want to make sure that happens.
Thank you. We will.
Yeah, I believe staff has a program. We're going to be mailers and door hangers and a lot of information coming out before you actually bang on the door. One of the other questions that I had, being that we've got a working relationship now with the JW Backhoe Construction Company, does staff have any kind of concerns keeping them on as far as the emergency work on this program? Is there any kind of issues along that line that you might see?
Well, one of the things that I think that will be important to us is to draw a very firm boundary around the construction area. We're planning probably some additional inspection services to make sure that we have the proper oversight of every installation, because to the extent that there is a water leak, we want to make sure that we get the proper amount of time and materials hours, and that we really have strong, robust oversight over that. And I think that is a concern. We want to ensure that costs aren't shifted from one project to another part of the project site. And I think the key to doing that is to make sure that we have strong inspection in the field.
And along those same lines, and I'm sure this has been addressed by our staff, but my concern is that JW provides these emergency services for many of the municipalities in East Contra Costa County, and that they are capable of completing our project even under, with the staffing that they need to complete those emergency services, which would take a priority.
Yes, all of the five companies that went through the pre-qualification, Luder von Scalmanini spent some time with each of them to go over the importance of adhering to the time period that we really needed to finish by May 31. And the purpose of pushing for that date is to make sure that we can get a month or 2 months billings, sample billings, out to the public so they have the opportunity to modify any of their water usage before the real bills hit, which would be the beginning of August. And so adhering to that May 31st is really important, and making sure they've got the bandwidth to carry out this project, and they all indicated that they did.
Thank you. Go ahead. Yeah, at last night's finance committee, we spent a good deal of time talking about how staff laid out sort of the organizational structure of how this project would move forward with not only the construction company, but inspection, project management, internal people within the staff here who may have time that needs to be spent on this project. And so when we get ready to start implementing the activities of the contractor, we should have all this put together and brought before the board and notice to the community as well.
Yeah, I guess my concern, I have to assume that they're able to go out into the field, JW Tobacco, and bring on board the necessary employees. I'm sure they don't have that many employees on staff now.
Well, as I said, that was a straightforward conversation with each of them, because each of those that bid. And so we're confident that JW Backhoe will bring in the necessary employees to finish this project on time. It requires that we complete 150. If we start at the beginning of January, we may be starting in December. If we start in January, it's at a pace of about 150 a week. And that's a pretty quick pace. One of my first phone calls tomorrow will be to JW to sit down and talk about their staffing and when they would like to start, how many do they think that they will want to achieve every week, because we need to have complementary staffing on board as well to handle the phone calls and the advance work with the public, to explain to them person by person, if that's what it takes, what is going to happen on their property and how they can get their questions answered.
Thank you. Is there any other comments? Do I hear a motion?
I move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, we're going to go to F3, authorizing the interim city manager to enter into agreement with Quinton Timmons for bond. Staff, please.
Thank you. This bond issuance, or this item here, is related to the $7.5 million bond issuance for the filtration project, which is currently under construction at wastewater treatment plant number 2. And as you recall, in early October, the board made a decision to move forward with Brandis Tallman LLC as our underwriter. We currently have Saul Rosenbaum under contract as our financial advisor for this bond issuance. The next step was the selection of bond counsel. And we received, there were outreach to 4 different firms. They ranged in price from $50,000 to $65,000. All were highly well-regarded firms. And so they were evaluated. We shared the information with the finance committee members to get any input that they would want to have. And the recommendation from our financial advisors was Quinton Timig. I had worked in the past with the Timig side of the house, so had an opportunity to talk to Brian Quint, and felt very confident that they would provide exceptional service to the district. So my request is that you adopt, and I need a change on the resolution number. It's actually resolution 2016-20?
19.
It's been adjusted.
It's been adjusted. Thank you. 19 to approve a contract with Quinton Timig to serve as our bond counsel.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I'll bring it back to the board for discussion. Questions?
Staff recommendation.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, is that not 19?
Thank you. Just a correction for the record. It actually is resolution
number
20. You're looking
at, I did the same thing. Oh, conflict of interest is 19.
So noted.
Thank you.
My bad.
19.
All right. We're going to go to F4. Consider the adoption of resolution 2016-17, conflict of interest.
That one's 19.
That one's 19.
Thank you very much. And this is resolution 2016-19. This is a biannual action that the board takes to review the conflict of interest code to determine whether it is necessary to amend. And in this case, we're recommending a couple of what I would say non-substantial changes. The one change is to include the recreation program supervisor within those that need to file the form 700, and then also clarify among consultants that we're talking about consulting engineers who are primary consultants that we use. And beyond that, there are no other changes proposed at this point.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion for discussion?
I would move for staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, F5, authorizing the expenditure not to exceed $28,000 for 3 workstations at the district office.
Thank you.
Staff.
Thank you very much, members of the board. Our staff has grown over the last several years, and when I came here in February, we have a staff member that is working at a fold-up table in the middle of a room. I have 2 staff members that, although they promise that they both don't need to stand up at the same time, they do need to check with one another because they are sharing the same 10 by 10 space, which doesn't allow enough room to back up your chair and stand up. It's not the most efficient workspace. As you know, the capital improvement budget for many years included this $2 million unfunded item for district offices, which we eliminated as part of the budget round this year to say, take this off. It didn't appear to be in the cards for the district for some time in the future, so let's remove that as an expectation. And at that time, I said that we could do some modest changes to the interior of the existing triple-wide mobile home, which is our home every day, do some modest changes, and that's what I'm proposing to do today. And this is to add three workspaces, which would allow a couple of things. It would allow the two people who back up their chairs to one another to actually have a separate workspace. It would allow the employee who is currently working at fold-up tables to have a regular workspace. It allows one additional space, which I can promise to you is going to be sorely needed in this meter project that we're doing. On a long-term basis, it will be a great location for what I call hoteling spaces. We have a number of staff that need to come into the district offices that need a spot to sit there and use a telephone or type something on the computer. This is listed, that the total price, I wanted to give you everything. So this is not only the space, the setup of it, what it would cost for our computer person to come in. So this is the whole wraparound cost, not to exceed cost. I could have made this less expensive by about $7,000 if we made them non-mobile. But I believe that it's a prudent choice to make sure that this is the regular modular furniture with a built-in electrical. So as your needs change, you can pick this up and use this 15 years from now. Pick it up and move it in the middle of any room. And so it's mobile and it will be used in the future. So I think it's a relatively modest, certainly compared to the $2 million, but is a change that will be really important and welcomed by staff. So I'd be happy to answer any questions for you.
Is there any public comment? Close public comment and bring it back to the board.
No, I think Director Lee and I looked at this last night. And we looked at all four corners of it, and I think it's necessary. We need it. I mean, there's the employees have nowhere to work in the office. You can't ask them to be productive if they don't even have a desk. And again, if we should remodel, we should move in here. All of that can come out of there and move to another location. Mm-hmm.
Is that a motion?
Not yet, but I'm going to make one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then on the third grade. So I would, if there's no discussion, I would make it.
Well, the only comment I have, I'm listening to the not to exceed, mm-hmm. but not here. Other places that I've been, you get halfway down the road, oh, by the way, we forgot that, and it'd be nice to have that. So as long as we're, mm-hmm. we're tapped out, that's it. We know that's where we're going. I do think it's needed also, but we got to make sure we're no more bells and whistles than needed. Right.
And I also, President Pease, made sure that we included in here the full cost. So we have Greg Hubley already on contract doing electrical, but I knew that there would be a bill particularly for that. So this is disclosed here, which is why the price seems, because we included everything that would be associated, including Big Dog Computer for setting up, you know, computers and printers, whatever, what have you.
Is there any, I can't recall, but I've been there a number of times, the carpet in the entire space, is that in pretty good shape?
That's actually in pretty bad shape, but that was not the proposal here. And should we need to change that in the future, they usually come in squares and you can do that around these partitions. But I would be happy to look at that.
I don't want to. Going down the road, I didn't want to.
What? No more bells and whistles? Is that what I heard?
No carpet. And a paint job?
Better do it now before you put the partition.
Where I was going with that. I don't know what it would cost to do that. But if we're the foreseeable future, for me, the foreseeable future is 5 years from now. I don't see moving out of that building and having any way to rehab any of this in less than 5 years. If we've got to come back 2 years from now and redo the carpet, then we've disrupted everything that we, you know, the workspace. So if we're halfway down the road, I don't know how the rest of the staff.
Well, if I can add that there are rips in the carpet and there are sections that we have to be careful of not to trip. So that would be a reasonable thing to do.
You have a staff. Will the board have any comment about that?
Let's get a price on these.
I think the staff can come back with a price on the carpet before they install these things that they're going to
purchase. Can't do anything with it. It's not on the agenda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't we make
future
sure
agenda
that,
item.
How about if it fits into the $28,000 that's done deal?
I don't believe that's going to happen. can we make that a future agenda item? Can you bring back
the
recommendation,
please? Yeah, I'll bring it back next
please?
Week. Yes, I will.
Okay, is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. With that, we'll move on to manager's report. Do you have any managers got a report? Seeing none, information item, we we have any presentations? President's report, I have nothing to report. Any director?
I just have one. At the last meeting, I neglected to report. I attended a meeting where the Metropolitan Water District was there, talking about their purchase of the islands out in the Delta here. And they went through quite an hour-long explanation of their environmental concerns for the Delta. That's why they were buying these islands. But then if you looked at their picture, there was a black line that went through each of the islands. And that was, what's that? Well, that's where the proposed tunnels would go. And they sort of neglected to talk about that. They neglected to talk about the fact that the state needs to buy right-of-way to put those tunnels through those islands. And they need a place to put the spoils for when they dig these tunnels. So I just would just caution everybody to, you know, still keep on the radar with regard to tunnels, with regard. Thank you for, I want to thank our audience out here for talking about Proposition 23. But look at it all. There's still a lot of imagination going on behind the scenes. Players in there, which you wouldn't expect. So keep watching the tunnels and thank you, Jan.
General Manager's report.
The only item to report, Brian, hopefully I have the date right, is that on November 9th, the roof is coming off for the long-needed repair. And so the November 16th board meeting will not be held here. It will be held in our district office, the friendly triple-wide home that we have, that if you turn into the Presbyterian Church parking lot and keep driving back, you will see us. So that's the location for the November 16th meeting.
I would just caution you not to trip on the carpet when you go in the room.
Safety first.
I would assume they have a contingency plan in case we have a little rain on that November 9th.
What? Oh.
We'll pull the roof
we'll
off the building.
On November 10th.
Okay, District Legal.
Nothing further from me this evening.
Okay, was any subcommittee updates?
But we covered almost everything we discussed in here tonight. I'd like to at some point in the future discuss bring back the subject that's been gone around here before, and that is permanent signage for Discovery Bay and events. I'm really tired of using a construction trailer to tell everybody what's going on in town, and it's back out again. And I don't know, and I'd like to review the policy for what we put on this on that sign, because I don't know that I'm not aware of what that policy is, and I'm a little concerned about some of the way it's being used. So I'd like to have that visited if possible.
Okay. Seeing no other items, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned at 7:55.